Oh, man. They got games up the ass.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't really have a desire to play any of them.
Any of the ones that are popping out?
Yeah, nothing right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me... I've always really liked Lost Planet games.
Yeah.
Like, I've beaten both of the... like Lost Planet 1 and 2, I've beaten both of these games. I've spent a bunch of time playing multiplayer with Kiko. Like, I don't actually... Aside from Kiko, whose role is basically to accompany me on these strange excursions, like, I don't actually know another person aside from, like, my immediate group who even plays those games. The second Lost Planet is one of my favorite games easily, like, by a wide margin. You can play the entire game from beginning to end in co-op. And so I had this just delicious crew. My friend Andy, a couple dudes we met like 1,000 years ago. You know what? It's actually two dudes that I met when we did one of those gaming, like one of those gaming days, like an official, like, hey, we're playing games.
Oh, yeah.
And but it was fucking rad. Like, these guys actually made it, like, I added them to my list permanent. And for some reason, when a game like that comes out, like, we get the band back together. I don't know why. But it has all these sub stories in it. And you're playing as these radically different factions, you know, every couple hours. Some of them are more serious, some of them are almost like Mad Max style slapstick.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really neat game, and obviously it has transforming robots and other types of crazy ass vehicles where you can, you know, your friends can jump in on turrets and
right.
It was just one of those things, like, nobody else is really doing that. It also has really cool traversal with a grappling hook. I don't know. I'm willing to go grab this next one, but it definitely seems like they're trying to play up the story and like the character and the campaign. And I don't know if, I mean, again, like, I don't think anybody cares about this franchise at all except me, and that wasn't necessarily why I cared about it. So we'll take a look. Obviously shooting bugs and getting their juice is its own reward. I mean, we don't have to go into too much detail on that.
Yeah, I saw that came out, which I've never played any of the other ones. So
yeah,
you're probably not going to pick this one up.
Yeah, you weren't going to dial in. Why would you?
Killer is dead.
You know, we always get his games.
Yeah.
And I think we basically always enjoy them. Like, I don't know that we ever finish those games.
No.
But his voice. Like, did he do Lollipop Chainsaw? I think that might be the only one. That might be the only one that we didn't do, because I didn't really understand what the deal was there. I did not find myself especially compelled by that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a genre. But we definitely like the rest of his stuff. And I just watched a couple of gameplay videos of Killer is Dead that... I mean, you play them because they're batshit.
Yeah, the game trailer's review I watched for it makes it sound like this one is actually even more batshit than usual.
Okay.
But yeah, of the crop that came out today, I only grabbed Madden.
You grabbed Madden?
Yeah, I picked up the last one too last year. Played some of it.
Oh, that's right. It's because that's when we started to realize that there was like a game there.
A game there. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. And
I think that you enjoy it, you know, especially when you're hooked in, like if you come in via the game side of it, like the fantasy side. Well, then they're not just random names. Like, to me, when I play a sports game, like, even if I can appreciate, like, mechanically, like, even if I can appreciate the game.
Yeah.
I mean, those names, they're just, like, from the phone book or something. Like,
right.
there's no extra excitement. I don't know what any of the pieces mean.
Yeah.
Or who they are. And Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. I've read some stuff about that that makes it sound like it's probably not for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know much, honestly.
It sounds like it's incredibly hardcore, like...
Well, that, I mean, that's interesting in and of itself.
Yeah.
Whereas almost the rest of the dialogue is about getting away in absolute terms from subscriptions to the point where, you know, Elder Scrolls Online, like Elder Scrolls is one of the biggest, is, you know, it may be the biggest RPG brand. Like, people love their fucking Elder Scrolls.
They do.
And, but they, so it's to the point now where you see headlines. What is it? What was the headline? Is it, did Elder Scrolls Online just commit suicide? You know, not for anything mechanically, not for anything even vaguely related to the game. It had to do with the fact that they were charging a subscription.
Yeah, I don't know how you can do a subscription now.
Exactly, but
I'm never going to pay a subscription again.
Well, I mean, if the idea is that, you know, you want to play a video game, there's lots of ways to play video games that don't involve that.
That are free.
Yeah, I mean, above and beyond anything else.
Yeah.
Like, even mechanically, like, you don't have to play to play video games at all now.
No.
And some of those are good. Like, I would have said that, like, PvZ2 going free, that filled me with terror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of ways that could go wrong. You know, the way that they got extra money out of the first one is they sold you the game, and then if you needed more currency to unlock stuff, you could purchase the currency directly, which is the sort of minor way to handle it.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like I could spend money if I wasn't playing well, but, you know, Elliot's basically an expert, and then when he and I sit down to play a level, we're probably going to beat that level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's that point, and it's a weird one, but there's that point in a free-to-play game where you're sort of like, well, come on, guys. You have to give me some reason. Like, I actually feel like I'm taking advantage of them for it. Like, I felt like that in Puzzlecraft. Did you play much Puzzlecraft?
Yeah, I've played quite a bit of Puzzlecraft. I didn't finish it. Like,
you didn't get the castle or
some
whatever.
Some people, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got the castle and then I jumped out.
I've never paid a cent for it though.
Exactly. You never have to.
Yeah.
Like, you never have to, and it's like, I'm not saying that I want to feel like I have to, but at the same time, like, there was never any reason for me to support it, and they had done an incredible job.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess the reality is that there's enough people who are going to do it that, you know, they can have some players like us who don't spend anything.
Well, they were going into that. That's that whale thing, right?
Right.
Which seems like a rude word.
Yeah.
That seems like a rude
word. I mean, I've definitely been that guy in other games, though. I mean, in Duel of Champions, I must have spent $100 on that game.
Oh, on boxes?
On boxes and cards. And
well, it's the same, right? It's like when you got into Pokemon, right?
Oh,
you'd buy a new set came out, you would buy the booster box.
Yeah.
And then you would hit up sites to purchase singles.
Yeah.
To fill out some kind of a deck, you know.
Yeah, there's games where I'm willing to spend way more than I, you know, than just the average price of a video game, you know, like.
I'm trying to think. Like, generally speaking, I don't purchase the special currency. Like, for me, the game is like finding out how long I can play without paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I really like it, I usually don't mind paying too much. But, God, for some reason, that Peanuts game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Elliot and I just really enjoyed that. Like, our town is very elaborate. We got rid of the bee's nest. You know what I mean? I think that's probably the one that we as a family have spent the most on. You know, but then once you get out of it, you know, once you stop playing it, and you will stop playing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when people were comparing, so the whale term is a Vegas term, apparently. Or at any rate, maybe it's a casino term. It's about a player who, you know, basically funds the whole thing, right?
Yeah, if you know that the guy's going to come down and drop $1 million, then you give him a, you comp his hotel room and...
Yeah. And there's some scary stories about how far casinos are willing to comp.
Yeah.
For that, you know, for that player. Yeah. That's it. I completely forget what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's gone. That's the main thing. Let's see. Which of these are we going to get in for? Jesus. All right. I was looking at some Grand Theft Auto shit. When does it come out?
September 13th?
You have that in your mind?
I don't know. I think that's what it is. Am I right?
17th.
Yeah, that's close.
God, they are going to sell so many copies of that fucking thing. Well, it's like independent of the game or its pedigree or anything like that. Like, they are hitting like the point where the most 360s and PS3s
right
are on the ground.
Yeah.
Like this this is big. This is a big play.
It's a pretty nice little bow on those systems.
Shit, yeah. You know, remember how long it was like, oh, the last great PlayStation 2 game, and they kept coming out?
Yeah.
Get ready for the last, no, getting to the really last one. We're not kidding this time, you guys.
Yeah.
Every magazine cover, oh, no, no, God of War is really the real last. It's the super, super last one.
We ended up watching all of those the VMAs last night. Kara had taped it, turns out.
Oh, you ended up watching the whole show?
Yeah.
Was it Juice?
There were some great performances, the ones we watched.
Yes, but it's so weird, the difference in polish and presentation on the Timberlake.
Man, I watched that whole thing again, and it was just great.
Yeah, it's just some people have it.
That guy is just incredible.
So when he says that he runs something bitches, you know, if someone else were to tell me that, I'd be like, okay, well, maybe you run part of it.
No, I think he still does run it.
Like, maybe you operate a fiefdom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But no, I think, like, it's like, this is a performer. And it's like, they keep showing her, like, Taylor Swift. Like, this is a performer. This is who famous people listen to.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Other performers get up and dance when he's...
That's right.
...doing his thing.
They celebrate his entire catalog.
Right. And PAX is coming up, I guess.
Well, you're not wrong there.
We got a big PAX happening.
Yeah, I felt that in my... I felt it, like, in my stomach on the way over.
I started having the PAX dreams. Do you have PAX dreams?
No, I don't have PAX dreams. Because generally speaking, PAX disrupts my sleep so profoundly that I'm not able to have the dreams.
Wow.
This is darkness. Is that the sort of PAX dream you have?
No. My PAX dreams are like going to PAX without any pants on.
Oh, really? It's like all the youth anxiety dreams are just like upgraded.
Yeah. And it's like, no one will give me any pants. I can't find any pants.
It's like we have shirts. Like if you would come to PAX without a shirt, that'd be one thing. You could go to Brian at the merch booth and be like, Brian, listen, I need a shirt.
Or I'm late for a panel or I miss a panel.
Oh yeah. Well, you should, if it ever happens again in your dream, just go to the merch booth and get a shirt. And then just put your legs through the armholes.
I can't control my dreams like that.
Oh.
If I could control my dreams, I would not dream about going to the merch booth.
Well, where the stream starts, even for people who can control their dreams, they usually don't control where it starts.
Hmm.
They have to deal with the situation at hand. You know, they're dealt a certain subconscious hand.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, you know, if I was ready to with all the Final Fantasy 14 stuff, I was wondering if I was ready to play an MMO again. Like, if I was ready to commit to something. It is a very tough decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have space in my life for it.
Yeah, and you don't have something else that's taking up all that space.
No.
You just decided that that's not it.
Yeah.
That's not how you're going to do it. I mean, at a basic level, it's not complex. We just need to fill this strip file.
Three panels. With text. What about the current situation in Syria?
Yeah, I called Brenna. Actually, when I was driving into work, I called Brenna. I was like, so are we going to have another war?
Does she know?
Oh, yeah.
Does she work for the government?
No, because we were listening to the same radio station, I'm sure.
Oh. I thought maybe she got a new job.
No. Sometimes we will talk to each other about the news of the day.
Hmm.
I know. It's crazy. But, yeah, like I don't want to make a comic about it, but I also find the idea of chemical weapons really scary, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they are scary. I think all weapons are pretty scary.
I am scared even of insects.
Yeah.
Even if I see a bug I don't recognize.
I think no matter how you kill people, it's pretty scary.
So you're saying don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a strong play. You've staked out a defensible position.
So Ben tweeted this morning. He's like the hardest part of going to all these different conventions that he goes to is trying to pack like an adult. So you get there and you look like an adult. and then his next tweet was like, hey, business idea. Somebody should make a company where you tell them your size and your everything, and then they just send you like boxes like of outfits. Like, here's an outfit.
Oh, and so you just get it wherever you're going?
Yeah. And so I was like, that's got to be a thing. And so I looked it up, and there's a site called Trunk Club.
Trunk Club?
Trunk Club.
That's a good idea. That's a good name.
And you sign up, and you're assigned a stylist. And I did it this morning. I was like, I'm just going to try it.
For real?
Yeah, that's that phone call I got this morning. It was Katya, my stylist. And so she's
hold on a second here. No, listen. So we have a comic, right?
Well, right now I'm just telling you a story.
Yeah, but...
Can I finish it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so she calls up, and she asks, you know, who I am, and I say, this is who I am. Tell her about myself, and I was like, you can probably just Google me. And she's like, oh, yeah, here you are. You do all kinds of stuff.
Hold on. You did, like, the T-Pain thing?
Well, she's like, she was asking me, like, my build and stuff like that. Because I put in there, like, hey, I'm 6 foot. I weigh 175 pounds. But then you're able to, like...
Hold on. Look at all these booties here, Meng. Baby, it's okay. You can Google my name.
Yeah, it's the easiest way. Like, if she wants to know what I look like, just Google me. I'm kind of a big deal. And so she asked, like, what my current clothing situation is. I'm like, well, I mostly just wear shit that we make
right. And
flip-flops. and she's like, well, what do you want out of your trunk? I said, well, you know, sometimes it'd be nice if I'm going out with my wife or on a weekend to not look like a schlup. I think that would be cool, but I don't really know.
But hold on a second. I mean, but you've already committed yourself to this stuff. Like, you have all kinds of non-schlup stuff.
I do, but I find it, like, I haven't gone to shop for clothes in probably a year.
Oh, so a year ago, that's when you did the flip?
Yeah, like
you were like, hey,
I don't do that. I don't go shopping for clothes. And it's very stressful. Like I don't know what looks good and what doesn't all the time. Like if I'm going to go do that, I would do like a bunch of web research maybe or try to look online.
Right.
And if someone could just put a bunch of cool clothes that would look good on me in a box and send it to my house, I was like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So I talked to her for a while, and she's like, well, here's what I want to do. Here's what I think, you know, would be good. And what they do is, like, I'm like, she's going to pack a trunk for me today.
A trunk,
and it's going to have jeans and shirts and maybe a pair of shoes.
What do the trunks look like?
You can go to Trunk Club.
And, oh, okay. So their trunk is a cardboard trunk.
Yeah, but they've designed it to look like a trunk. And so then it comes to your house. You try. She's like, the important thing is you try everything on, even if you don't think it's going to look good. You try it all on, and then they have this web survey where you're like, I didn't really like this, or I like this, or I didn't really like this.
Wow. So they sort of have to calibrate you.
Yeah. She's like, that's the most important trunk is the first trunk where they figure out what you like, and then she's like, anything you like, you keep, and we'll charge you for. Anything you don't like, you put back in the trunk, and we take it back. It sounds like a great system.
Wow. So there's a fucking app, dude.
Yeah.
There is a goddamn app.
And I've got her phone number and her email address, so when I want another trunk, I just go, hey, Katia, I could use some more clothes.
If I call them, it'd be like, Google a manatee.
No, I think you should try it, man.
What do you have for
here's the problem.
Aquatic mammals?
Here's your problem.
Which one?
Well, the clothing one is I don't think you feel like you can look nice. Because you say things like, oh, I'm a manatee, and you're not a manatee. You're just a person. You're not a monster.
Like, it depends on who you ask.
I'm trying to be nice to you. I think
historically, have I been receptive to that sort of thing?
No.
I will allow this single attempt.
I think that you could look nice. I think that. And
but what about my skin and head?
It's just skin. There's a lot of people who have skin, and they wear clothes.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong there.
And it feels nice sometimes when you're going out on a weekend with your lady friend, and you have a nice sweater on or whatever. You feel different. And so, you know, like, obviously your black t-shirt and jeans thing is nice. It certainly makes dressing in the morning easy. But I would be surprised if Brenna didn't want you to maybe look nicer sometime, or if she wasn't, even if she doesn't want you to, if she wasn't happy sometime when you just came out dressed differently. I bet that she would respond well to that.
Hmm.
So you sign up for this thing. You're going to get, they're going to give you this stylist lady, and she will fucking put a box of clothes together and send it to your house, and you try it on, and maybe you like it, and you keep it, maybe you don't like it, you send it back. So I'm going to try it, and I was like, I asked her today, I was like, so how long until I get my first trunk? And she's like, well, I'm going to pack your trunk today. So we'll see.
God, I bet that. Because there are people who like clothes.
Oh, yeah. This girl likes fucking clothes. Like, she talked to me for a long time about clothes.
Well, but I mean, imagine. But typically it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to help you do this, or I'm going to help you get going. Or it's like Ben.
Yeah.
You know Ben?
Ben.
Dandy Geek?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that I make him sad.
Sure.
I think that when he comes into a room and I am there, he has a hard time fighting the revulsion.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, here's your problem. A lot of people get, and then I go, ah. Like, I think he's talking about a coat. I don't know. And then it's like, he wanted to tell me about his shoes. And I was just like, no, like, at some level, like, I want to not care about that. But the problem is that a lot of people do care about it. And what's more, this is the hard part. Like, this is the hard part for me to recognize and contend with, which is that by not playing the game, I'm still playing the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, by not doing that, by not taking it important, it's like I'm still communicating something.
Oh, sure.
It's just not purpose built. Like, I'm still telling people who care about that sort of thing something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
and it's like, if I'm gonna, if I have to play in an ambient way, if there's actually no way not to play it, then I might as well try to play it better than I am, or at least commit a move. Don't just pass every turn.
Well, and that's the thing, is this person will play it for you.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing that turns my crank is just thinking about like how happy.
Oh, yeah.
Like I bet that is fun as shit.
Yeah, I mean, she's gonna go now and like she's gonna get to go shopping.
Yeah,
like, I bet she loves.
But I mean, I wonder if they have like a warehouse.
Yeah, she said that they have a selection. Like they have a big selection of stuff
straight out of there.
And she asked me like, "What kind of shoes do you wear? What do you like to wear? Like." What are your jeans like? What kind of fit do you normally wear?
What's your dick like?
How big is it? How does it hang? What leg do you push it down on?
Right. Has you ever used it on a construction site?
Yeah.
Either to open a crate or to, you know, pierce the blacktop. These are normal questions.
Yeah.
Well.
If you make an account, like I made the account this morning when I was like, hey, I'll just try this. And she called me like 30 minutes later.
That's fucking sick. So, are you going to have this shit at PAX?
I don't know how long it takes. I mean, it gets FedEx to you. If she packs it and ships it today, maybe. I don't know.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, if you look like 100% baller.
If I look like I actually thought at all. And didn't just go to the merch booth.
No. Okay. I think there is a comic there. To my mind, like the comic part of it is like, how would you describe your personal style?
Yeah. She's like, what do you wear? And I said, I wear flip flops and a t-shirt and shorts. I had to explain, like, I don't have an office. Like most of the time people have to go to an office to get. So they have to get dressed up, right?
Right.
But I was like, my office doesn't work that way.
All right. But can you imagine, like, in her mind, like, the klaxon sound? Like, when you said flip-flops, can you imagine, like, just how loud the alarm must have been?
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, you know, I don't want to be, like, I don't want to have, like, a dress shirt and a tie. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. On the other hand, you do want to have clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we want to do something like that, like either Gabe or Tycho, like the way they would describe their personal style so that this person they could come in and try to, you know, ameliorate the worst excesses of it.
Yeah.
Just like you go out and you check in the mail. It's just a coffin.
You open your crate and it's just a cyanide pill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eat this.
Eat this. But there's no clothes for me?
Well, yeah, it's like 5 50-pound bags of cement. Dig a big hole in your yard. Lay down in the bottom of it. Have your friends empty these bags over you and water the whole thing down with a hose.
Yeah, what's crazy, you know, she's going to Google me and
she's going to Google your name.
The image search, I mean, she's going to look at that and be like, what the fuck?
Well, who is this mutant?
Yeah.
Let's see. If I was to do a image search for Mork Krahalo. No, that's not it. That's not actually your name.
No. Here,
let me try Mike Krahulik. Am I the only person who can actually spell your name?
Probably, yeah.
I sometimes get that impression.
Yeah.
It's like, for me, it's like a Nain in a jar. You know, it's like, it's not that hard. Oh, this is grotesque.
Yeah.
This is a nightmare.
Okay.
Well, no, I keep seeing pictures of my own.
Oh, yeah, we're almost always together, so.
Yeah, yeah, but for some, I don't know where they found this picture of, like, me tilting my head.
Is the weirdest picture, man.
How did this happen?
When did you take that photo?
But also, where's the rest of this picture?
I don't know. But when would you have ever taken the photo where you tilt your head slightly and smile?
Yeah, first of all, the smile, that doesn't happen.
No.
Krulik. Not in public. Bleh. But yeah, if I look for Mork Krahalo in images. What the fuck is this comic? It's like Falsy, Lassie, Lychee, Nick Lachey.
Oh, that was a weird one, yeah.
What in the hell? And for some reason, that image comes up when you do a search for you.
I don't know.
It's like, this is the image.
Well, it's probably someone like said, hey, this was drawn by Mike Krahulik.
Yeah. Yeah, some of these images look the way I think that I look. And some of them are something else. I don't really understand that. For some reason, everybody seems to have this ancient picture that was taken at GameStop.
In GameSpy?
Yeah, GameSpy.
That one of us in front of the whiteboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's old.
God, it is.
We are babies in that photo.
We really are. And it's like one of the few, like, where this, the hair is still there.
Yeah.
It was, like, long enough into it where some people knew about Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
But not so long that my hair had all run away from my scalp. It's like, Ronya actually touched my head, and she was like, what is that? And I was like, it's hair. It's just, they're just very small hairs.
Tiny, frightened hairs.
Yeah, they're so scared. All they want is for you to love them. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there could be a funny comic in that. And I think that also that conversation is fairly common.
Yeah, I think, you know.
I think if you don't have or were, you know, counseled against or, you know, more or less grew up in such a way that you sort of discount yourself.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I think
it's like, well, why would I hang this? It's like I have this gross thing. It's like, oh, well, let me get a really nice tarp. You know.
Yeah, I think that there. For our people, you know, low self-esteem or poor body image is,
well,
pretty much standard. Yeah.
It's synonymous. That's why when we met, you remember when we met Stormy?
Yeah, it was so weird.
And I was like, what the fuck is this creature?
Who is this guy? What is this thing I'm getting? It's like, oh, he likes himself.
Oh, wow, he doesn't. He doesn't. Yeah, he, you know, every night, you know, he doesn't put himself to sleep with thoughts of suicide. You know, every night he doesn't say, oh, well, maybe this will be my last sleep.
He puts on a leather jacket. He looks in the mirror and he goes, yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
I look pretty cool.
Yeah, I look like a cool guy. I look like maybe I could ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, what am I doing now? Oh, just making a set of shelves out of some old surfboards.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are you talking about? What would make you do that? They're surfboards. But no, I mean, that's the basic model for Stormy.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people just in our, you know, group.
Yeah, in our continuum.
Regardless of what you put on this mannequin,
right,
it's not going to look good.
It's still going to be plastic.
So why should I even bother?
Lifeless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In many cases, ultra pasty.
Right. But I'm 36 years old.
You're not wrong. That is a factual statement.
Yeah, like, at some point, maybe I do need to learn how to dress myself. Or at least pay for someone else to dress me.
Maybe one day there will be a service.
Yeah, even if, like, the couple times where I'm like, I will walk into a Nordstrom and I will look for some clothes. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah. Okay, come in, you animals. God damn it. Can't you see that we're trying to create?
The fuck do you pieces of shit want?
You goddamn beasts. You saw the mics?
Right here.
You're surrounded by mics. Yeah, they get double damage. What do you want?
How's it going? We're just recording a podcast. Hey. Yeah. We're actually recording the Chainsaw Suit podcast right now. Yeah. I know. We beat you to it.
Well, listen, no, don't complain. We're saving you time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's break it down like this. We're going to do the Chainsaw podcast, and you can do the Wasuit, and then
Division of
Labor. Good. I mean, it seems like we should be good at that point. No. I saw your mail. I mean, I'll come down and harangue you later, but I wanted to play you my fucking totally ridiculous, but I think more or less period appropriate folk song. No, not recorded. I'm going to come down and play it for you on an actual physical guitar. But yeah, I'll come down and harangue you a little bit.
Peace out, guys.
See you, dude. Course drab.
Chris. And Mikey.
What's that?
And Mikey.
And Mikey Newman. Star power.
Yeah. On our podcast.
On our, yeah, but not really, because they didn't really have a mic.
They didn't have a mic.
I mean, it's like, oh, it's Tony Danza. Like, we could, you know, we could
that,
have.
That should be it. Like, we should do this, and we'll just, we'll say that famous people keep coming in.
But sometimes, like, it should be characters, like, not even actors. Oh, it's Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Why Tony Danza?
I don't know.
You that's don't, your, that's the first celebrity you think of?
You don't respect his oeuvre?
I just think it's funny that in the split second you had to decide on what famous person you would make up to come in.
Well, I wanted,
you picked Tony Danza.
I wanted somebody sort of in the middle that, like, it would be sort of a mid-tier get.
Who's the boss?
Right. Not even Alyssa Milano.
No.
Or the mom. She's lost in the mists of time.
Scott could tell you exactly who she
is. Of course he could. I bet it would be 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because his fantasy life is just jam-packed.
It is.
It's jam-packed. Diane Carter, like, I bet that he could talk about Diane Carter for 3 hours.
Easy.
Like,
put him in front of a mic.
Just go. Diane Carter. Make it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like this is actually kind of a, this is kind of an interesting play.
Okay.
Out of these two, it seems like Taika would probably be the more deprecating.
Yeah, probably.
So that it might read better as a strip.
Yeah.
So is there a Trunk Club equivalent for the ladies?
I don't know. Isn't the idea that ladies like to go do that and know about clothes?
Well, I think that that's probably what people believe, but I know that it's frustrating. I mean, the women that I know that it's still, I think that they might enjoy it more than me, but it's still scary.
Hmm.
I mean, I think it's still intimidating.
Yeah.
I know that there's only very specific people that can go with Brenna if it's that kind of a shopping trip. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she has to. There's like a red mage, and like, you know what I mean. Like she's got a specific crew for that.
Karen Angie are shopping buddies.
Yeah, right. It's the deal. It's like I think it's a pretty intimate thing actually.
But they like to do it. I think.
Totally.
Like
totally. But that doesn't mean that it isn't intimidating still.
Yeah.
It
seems like Trunk Club for girls would be like a service for me where someone plays the video games for you. Like, no, I like that part.
Yeah, it's not something, it isn't a get. Let's see. start with the call?
Yeah, so we get Tycho.
Or do we start out like much like we did here where maybe Gabe and Tycho are talking and then we end with the first part of the call?
You could do two strips out of this.
You think?
Yeah, do the setup where maybe Gabe, we have the conversation about clothes and shopping and looking nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the service, and then you do the second one where Tycho actually calls it or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we wanted to do two strips anyway, right?
It's true.
This could be the world's first two-strip podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
They said it wasn't possible.
They said it couldn't be done.
They were wrong. Well, I guess we haven't done it yet. They might be.
Yeah, they might actually they might be right. I want to apologize to those people in a preemptive way.
Yeah.
We bit off more than we could chew, and we're sorry. All right. Yeah. So the first part is more or less about the sensitive aspects, right?
Yeah.
It's like, why do you, but also, in the strip continuum.
They both wear the same thing.
They both
thing.
Wear the same thing every day.
Yeah. Now, Gabe does deviate more often.
Much more.
Gabe will occasionally wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
Or a polo shirt.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, technically he has two shirts on.
He does.
So, I mean, already he's twice as elaborate.
Yeah. Maybe they're like, maybe they were gonna go out somewhere, and it's like, I told you to dress up because we were going out.
This is up.
This is dressed up.
So Gabe will have something up market.
Yeah.
I said we were going out. That means dress up. Yeah, this is a common... This is a fairly common type of conversation.
At your house?
Well... Yeah. And... Because it comes down to some... It just comes down to some stuff. Because I guess I didn't understand what a big deal it was.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's like when I came to a strip search or whatever. Or like when I had that black coat that I was wearing in Australia. And you were like, wow, look at this coat. But whenever somebody calls out what I'm wearing, I feel really exposed. And I feel ashamed of it. Like, I feel like they're trying to fuck with me.
But because you look nice.
Yeah, but a lot of... It's like, oh, it's like, great shirt. It's just like... It's just like, fucking, I don't need that shit. Shove it up your ass.
Yeah. Well, I remember when we were in Boston, and you and I were walking down that street, and there was like a Puma store, and I was like, oh, I like Puma stuff. I'm going to go in here. And you're like, what? And shop? I was like, yeah. And so I was like looking at it, I found a coat that I liked, and you're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to put this coat on and see if I like it. And I did, and I bought it, and you're like, you're just going to buy that coat now?
Are you exaggerating?
No. You were blown away by the whole process that I had walked into a store, tried on a coat, and then bought it.
Yeah, I'm barely keeping it together, man. It's like... It's like there's no room. It's like there's no room in my mind for this other, for any of this stuff. Like, I'm barely, like, just in an existential way, I'm barely holding it together.
Yeah, I mean, I will occasionally try to do it, and it's very difficult. But if this service works, that would be huge.
That would be very interesting.
And think about if you got this crate, you got this trunk,
yeah,
and you didn't tell your wife, you didn't tell Brenna, and then one day you just came out of the bedroom,
dude,
with clothes.
She would freak the fuck out.
The sex you had... Oh, she would. You would not be in those clothes long.
I'd pay any price. I mean, the experience you're talking about. Where can I sign? Like, I want to catalyze something of that magnitude.
Yeah.
Look, I think you're going out. That means dress up. I am dressed up.
I'm wearing clothes.
No, you know, you're dressed.
You're dressed.
But like in the Tyco Continuum, like, does he have nicer versions of that shirt?
Maybe it just has a collar.
No, collar, see? No, he should go and get the nicer version. Okay, let's go. There has to be a service that can make you not who you are. I understand. Go change.
Change.
Okay. This is the upper, this is the top tier.
This is what I would wear to a wedding or a funeral.
No, this is tier four gear.
This is tier four gear. This is wedding / funeral attire.
This is my tier four gear. Wedding / funeral attire. Let's celebrate and or mourn.
What? Some funerals are designed to celebrate the person's life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I would want my funeral to be.
So in was there ever a Pat Murphy?
A Pat Murphy?
I can never tell when I listen to that song if there was a Patty Murphy.
Oh, I always assumed there was. They have the corpse.
Well, no, I think that they have. I think that you can get the corpse anywhere. I think that But just they seem to enjoy it a little bit too much.
Well, they're definitely taking advantage of his death.
That
but
much
I,
is true.
But I do believe that a person really died, because there's a they talk about a widow, and they talk about the corpse, because they put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold.
Oh, that's right. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at when it, I see. So they're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Yeah, because Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner crying out her grief.
Yeah. Because when I'm usually writing when the songs come on.
Yeah.
And so I get these really like spotty things. That's why like, the songs we've listened to for 3 or 4 years that I just now get all of a sudden. I like the other story too. I thought it's such a like a quote unquote Irish name.
Yeah.
Like I thought because they could have a
that
funeral
they would make
like
up
this.
A funeral just to have a party.
Just, yeah, I like that story
just
better.
To drink.
I should make that song and then.
There you go. That's your idea now.
That's right. This is my tier 4 gear. So he's got the. Does he have the? It should be the same version, but it's got the cuffs.
Sure.
And the.
Maybe it's like, I don't. Why can't you just wear something nice? Because I hate myself. I hate the way I look. I hate the way others might perceive me. All right, let's talk about that over dinner. Yeah, that's let's table that. Longer conversation than I expected.
Why can you never just wear something nice?
Because it would be admitting defeat. It would be giving in to the social...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I could probably only admit something like that ironically, right? But
yeah,
there's definitely an aspect. There's definitely an aspect of that. Yeah, it should be something like what he thinks of having of. It should have to do with like what he thinks about physicality.
Yeah,
right. He has to have some philosophical way to contain it.
Because I hate this physical husk. Any attempt to decorate it?
Because I think it's pointless. Right.
Yeah.
It's inherently pointless. The vile husk I'm haunting temporarily. Okay, now that gets to it.
Yeah, and I see any attempt to decorate it as a pointless.
No, I think it's inherently pointless to decorate the vile husk I'm haunting temporarily.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't actually want any of that. I don't want any of that information. Do you understand how that's not a productive...
How would Gabe respond to that?
Right. Well, he would respond with that by not giving anything.
Right.
That would make no sense to him.
I'm taking you to the Gap. You and I are going to Banana Republic.
Yeah. Let's see. Sunwear. Pacific Coast Sunwear.
Pac Sun.
Never be honest again. If we can put a period on it with his line,
yeah,
we can jump into the next. We can jump into the call.
I really like that setup so far.
Oh, it's killer. I think this is exactly what we want.
Yeah.
So, what was the name that you, when you made the account, who called it? Katya?
Katya.
I wonder if these are probably fake names. That would be my guess.
That would be my guess.
I think that those names are probably a part of the brand.
Yeah, I mean, I did talk to a real...
Oh no! I'm not saying that they're not real people. I think that, God, I think that there's probably a couple of reasons why they do that. But because I'm looking here at the Trunk Club site, and this person is named Kobe, but it's Coabi.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no,
I would imagine for their safety, they don't.
This is what I'm talking about, because I imagine that the gratitude.
Yeah.
Is pretty real. I imagine that there's a romance factor that sure. they don't want any part of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I like the lines about the mall shops,
mm-hmm.
but if ultimately what we end up doing is calling a service.
Right.
There's no question that that isn't a good end. That does finish the combo, so to speak. Yeah, if we think about Gabe, I mean, he'll let us know what he thinks of that, right? Because there's just like from a Gabe perspective, there's a lot of problems with what he said.
I can fix you. Or listen, you know, I can't heal the emotional your deep emotional scars, but I can get you a nice sweater.
But I can put a sweater over them. I can't heal your like scars or whatever.
your like emotional scars or whatever. Yeah, I think that's good. I think we can put a nice sweater over them.
Do we want a sweater or a vest?
Put a nice vest over them.
But I think I can hang a nice vest. I can't hear your like emotional scars or whatever. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So I think the next one should be like, first of all,
call the number. Call.
Yeah.
Here, just you call this number. There will be a lady.
But it's like everything in life, the internet has solved this problem for us.
Yeah, and like with so much else, like with everything else.
This is a website where a person will dress you. Just call the number.
Yeah, I made you an account, right?
Yeah.
I made you an account.
Just call the number. Hello?
On a site. Hold on a second. I made you an account on a site where people will dress you like an adult. All you have to do is call this number.
Try to imagine you were dressing a manatee.
That's what I have. It's like, and I typed up frame 3 before we started the other strip.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I was thinking that Garana might be a nice name.
For the stylist?
Right. The energy supplement? Well, it's like they have Kobe and Katja. Like, why wouldn't they have a Garana? How would you describe your personal style? It says, think of a live manatee stuffed inside a sausage casing. I feel like that's a good line.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is get our middle panel in there. Because I think a lot of people are probably forced to call.
Yeah.
Like in the real world, obviously too, but in the strip version of this service.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people put up to it, right?
Mm-hmm. The middle panel could be like, how would you describe your current style?
Oh, and then use that line?
No. If the current style is like, how do you dress now? And then it's like, okay, well, if I was to pick out clothes for you, because then they need to decide, like, what do you look like?
Oh, yeah, because you actually have the experience with the service. Like, you actually know the steps.
So if the middle panel is like, all right, so how would you describe your personal style? Not naked.
I would say I'm dressed like a, I don't know, like a biped. Right, because he's an alien.
Yeah, I'm not nude. Can you be more specific? I dress like a biped would. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Like, if I'm picking out clothes for you, what should I think about? Think about a manatee stuffed inside a sausage casing.
I guess. Like a biped?
This would be great, too, because I get to design this personal shopper, too. He's going to look funny.
Yeah. I'm Garana.
He needs to have a last name.
Garana. What would be a good last name for... do they have last names?
They do. I can look up...
Yes,
they have a picture. Because they give you a picture and a last name. Of your stylist.
Well, then Garana might be the last name. I don't know. Let's see.
Katya Siddal.
Garana Juice. Let's see.
Terrence Garuna.
Terrence?
Terrence Garuna might be good. Or Anthony. Anthony Garuna.
Anton.
Anton Garuna. I'm going to be your personal stylist. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your current look?
Tell me about your current look. I don't know. I guess like a... You should be in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I look kind of like a biped.
Like a biped. What's your goal when getting dressed? To not be naked? Anymore?
To be less naked.
To be less naked?
To hide my grub flesh.
To hide my translucent grub flesh. From an innocent world?
When you get dressed, you know, what's your mission?
What's your mission? To hide my translucent grub flesh from an innocent population?
No, world is good.
World.
What's your mission? To hide?
Translucent or slick?
No, translucent is good.
Okay.
Because it'll communicate a lot of the sense things that you want.
Yeah.
Inherently. To hide translucent grub flesh, which I'm going to make one word.
Nice.
How'd you describe your personal style? Think of a live manatee stuffed inside a sausage casing. I think we did two strips.
We did two strips!
Two strips!
Two strips!
Do you want to read them?
Nope.
Okay,
bye.
When I cast the pot, it's like I cast the rod, keeping it hard like a motherfucker gas robot.
I'm reeling cod, today's fresh catch. I mean a podcast, something about nets.
Yes, it gets better when it's winter. I'm fettered by my fish gear, catch and release, get in that crease when my fish near.
Talk about a plant best laid off that stray, and yes, I crave that tuna with his peck fin's blade. But while I'm glistening from the whole sea, you better listen into TLC.
I got that wild caught salmon. It's tender and it's moist.
Downloadable content, a podcast of choice.